Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Friday broadcast. It's a good time to be together in this early part of the day and to talk about Jesus and the goodness of God. Hallelujah. I just heard a testimony today by the man who has the Elijah list, and he was telling about his freedom from legalism. He belonged to the Seventh-day Adventist Church and was a pastor, but he did not know that you can know for certain that you are born again. The attitude they had, and I'm not saying this, I do not know that everyone believes this same thing in the Seventh-day Adventist, but he did and his group, that you could not know you're saved. You hope you were, and you would not know until the end or Jesus came or when you died and were ushered in to the presence of the Lord until he found a verse that assured him, that said he could know and be assured of his salvation and that he was a son of God, a child of God. Now, I believe that's good news to start today with. I love Paul's declaration where he said, I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. That's such a solid command of confidence and declaration. I know that I am born again. I know my Father loves me. Amen. Well, if you have doubts, let's see if we can help that out a bit today by talking about the things of God scripturally and referring to the Word, reading the Word, meditating upon the Word of God, and listening to the Holy Spirit. Now, what's the difference between reading the Word of God, the Bible, and listening to the Holy Spirit? Well, we're not trying to separate them, but I just want you to look at it for a moment. You can read the book and not listen to the Holy Spirit. You can read the book. It can become a history book, a poetry book. It can become a fantasy to some. It's just a great work of art. Someone was brilliant. They wrote all this wonderful book that's been lasting all these years. Or you can listen to the Holy Spirit as you read, as you study, as you meditate, and out of the pages of a book called the Bible, the Holy Spirit speaks, it comes alive, and it brings you into new life, eternal life, salvation, born again, saved. All those wonderful terms mean one thing. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Well, that's a Sunday school song for some of you. For you new ones, you may not have heard that before, but it's a great way to remember the love of God and the mercy of God. Today, I'm talking about the thrill of a lifetime, Jesus Christ. I came into the studio this morning humming a song in my spirit, All That Thrills My Soul Is Jesus. And I'm not going to sing it. My morning voice is not for public use. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me, and the fairest of 10,000. And I'm not sure of the rest of it by heart. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. Now, thrill of a lifetime. This is not the thrill you get from a cheap ride at the carnival or the thrill you get by watching a scary movie. No, this is lifetime stuff. This is eternal stuff. There's nothing sweeter and more exhilarating and more challenging and more heart-beating than to step out in faith in the kingdom of God and trust, believe, and expect God to come through with a miracle, a healing, an anointing, a word, a prophecy, a salvation, all those things as you step into this thing called Christianity, the kingdom of God, salvation, relationship with Christ, all those things, greatest thrill you'll ever have. Well, I was going to call it the greatest show on earth, but that sounds a little cheap, like, you know, we're putting something on. No. But you'll never have a greater thrill than knowing the love of Christ, not just the action, not just the fact that you get to do great stuff. My father had a personal friend. I knew him fairly well. We had him in our fellowship occasionally. Brother DeWeese, Bob DeWeese, was a pastor back in the 40s, late 40s, in Tacoma, Washington. And Oral Roberts came to town, and he organized the pastors for that meeting, brought them all together, got them united, got the building rented, you know, the hall that Oral Roberts was going to be in. And Oral, Brother Roberts, was so impressed with Bob DeWeese that he hired him to be his campaign manager and his platform man. And he's the one, if you watch the old films or if you were in the tent crusades like I was often, he was the man that stood beside Oral. He was the one that introduced him. And now God's man of faith and power, the Reverend Oral Roberts. I remember that. And out from the back curtain, a door would open and he would come out and they would play the song, Where the Healing Waters Flow. Well, it was quite dramatic, but I'm sidestepping my story there. Got a little carried away on the memory of it all. Now, Bob DeWeese preached every afternoon on faith. And if you're going to have a healing card, because it had so many thousands of people wanted to be prayed for, they had to have a system so they could meter them through. If you wanted to have a prayer for the sick, you had to be in that faith teaching afternoon meeting. And you'd get your card for the night or the next night. Now, Bob DeWeese became quite popular and quite well known. And some ask him, why don't you go out and preach on your own? He said, I've had more influence. I've preached to more people. I've been in more places than I ever would have been if I had have gone on my own. So somehow God directed this person, Bob DeWeese, I'm bringing him up for an example here, of a thrill of a lifetime. Here he is, a pastor in Tacoma, Washington, late 40s, small-time situation, and God launched him into a worldwide impact because he got on the right ride and the thrill of a lifetime. I don't know what it means to you, what that would mean to you, but I'll tell you what the greatest thrill is forgiveness of sin, peace at night, no guilt. Guilt is gone. Your heart is light. Your mind is clear. You wake up in the morning because you had a good night's sleep, not tossing because of torment. Satan is bound because you know the name of Jesus. And as you develop and grow and mature, you have the ability to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast the devil out, stand on the promises. All those things are thrilling and exciting. Oh boy, I have had some moments and many, many moments of exhilarating thrills, standing in crowds of people, watching them come to the front and seeing them healed and set free. Okay, John 14:20 has an interesting phrase out of the Mirror Bible. The 19th verse says, "In yet a little while, and the world will no longer see me." Now, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. He's getting ready to step into another world after the crucifixion. "No longer see me, but I will be tangibly visible to you in the very life we share together." And the 20th verse says, "In that day you will know that just as I am in my Father, you are in me and I in you." Okay, there's a line here that was added by way of teaching. And it said this: "Gold does not become gold when it is discovered." Now listen to this. This is good. "Gold does not become gold when it is discovered, but it certainly becomes currency." Now here's the thrill. The treasure of gold. It lays in the ground. It's valuable. And it's currency, but you don't get to spend it till you discover it. Once you discover it, it becomes exchangeable and valuable, and you can trade it off for many wonderful things. Jesus Christ, salvation, redemption, healing, peace of God, peace of mind, free from guilt, eternal life, heaven's home, all those are buried to so many around you and I. And we have the thrill to dig that gold and treasure, Jesus Christ, and present it to those men and women around us, and it becomes exchangeable. Hey, here's Jesus. You can be saved and healed and whole. Okay. Well, I had that on my spirit this morning. And Friday is a good time to be thrilled with Jesus. I get so thrilled with Jesus every moment of the day. Now, in that day you will know just as I am in my Father. I've asked the Lord often, especially recently, give me the words, give me the revelation, and give me the ability to unfold this miracle relationship of our connection with Christ. Many of us that have been in church a long time know we're going to heaven, but it's kind of like we're riding in the back seat instead of connected. So interwoven, intertwined, interwoven and meshed together with the Father, that we have become one. We're not just an appendage on God. We're not riding in his pocket. And we're not even like John, laying our head in his chest. We are merged and married and one. And just to be able to articulate it, just be able to speak it out as it is, Paul, all of his writings, he was trying to say it in different ways, trying to express the revelation of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Telling them that it was more than just religion. It was more than just duty. It was more than just Jesus loves me. But I have been invited into being a part of the Godhead. Isn't that amazing? I have been invited into being a part of the Godhead, Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, because he said in John 17, he said, "Lord, make them one just like you and I are one. I and them and they and me and they and us and them and we and them and all of us together." Wow. That's salvation. That's the thrill of this thing. That's the thrill of this thing. So the gold is in the ground, we dig it out and share it with those around us, and it becomes currency. We can spend that knowledge, revelation, that Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Okay, Lord, I just release a blessing to those that are with me today for this weekend. As we meet with the family, spiritual brothers and sisters, Lord, if there's someone that has tuned in today that needs to have the assurance of salvation, let them know that they know that they know that you love them and that you have redeemed them and you have brought them out of sin into salvation. Speak to them, visit them in their room, meet them where they are in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for subscribing and sharing. And if God's nudging you to send a gift, we receive it in Jesus' name and bless you back over and over and over. Multiply. Hallelujah. Now, don't forget Sunday night, 6 o'clock. We'll be here again talking about the good things of God. Got a good word in my heart for Sunday night. Then we go into next week. Oh, every morning we get to spend some time together. Until then, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his countenance and his sweet spirit always be around you, impressing and affecting those you contact. God bless.